Welcome to the Head Trash Show. My name is Alexia Leachman and I'm the founder of Head Trash, home to the new and unique Head Trash Clearance Method that removes unwanted negative thoughts, feelings and emotions quickly and effectively so that you can achieve clarity, confidence and contentment in your life. My goal with this podcast is to teach you how to create some headspace by helping you to unpick what's blocking you and sharing some tips and how-tos for clearing it. Tune in every week as I share simple strategies to help you to achieve confidence and clarity in your life and business. To find out how to clear your head trash quickly and effectively using our unique method, pop over to headtrash.com to get our free download and subscribe for our free head trash clearance updates. And now for the show. Hello and welcome back to the Head Trash Show. This is your host, Alexia Leachman. Thank you for joining me today. Now, today I want to dedicate the show to reflective repatterning. And reflective repatterning is the technique that is at the core of our head trash clearance method. And I've been really lucky to get the opportunity to chat with its founder, Chris Milbank. And Chris is a wonderful human being and incredibly gifted in the world of healing and has got an incredible story to tell in terms of everything that he's done and how he's come to do what he does so incredibly well. And so what I've asked him, what I wanted to sort of get from him really was for him to talk about the technique that he founded so that you can hear it in his words, because there's nothing quite like hearing it straight from the horse's mouth. I think you'll agree. So without any further more wittering on from me, I'm going to hand over to the time that I spoke with Chris Milbank about reflective repatterning. So how would you describe reflective repatterning, the technique that you've founded?
It's a technique that can actually encompass any type of mind-body therapy, because it's a technique that uses the laws of opposites. So it's about balancing one opposite with another to create more balance, to create what we call neutrality. It's different from other therapies in that it also uses an energy psychology technique, which balances too much excess good energy and excess bad energy. So it's all about balance. Reflective repatterning is about balance. It's about balance of opposites. It's about balance of energies. It's about balance of thoughts. It's about balance of behaviors. All about balance.
And so how did you come up with reflective repatterning? What was the story behind it?
Well, for years I was searching to clear stuff. There was a lot of paranoia and anxiety, depression, sort of self-harming type of behaviors that I'd been going through for a number of years, addictions and so forth. And through my study of counseling, psychology, hypnotherapy, going on to teaching it, neuro-linguistic programming, I was doing a lot of discovering, and there was a lot of great stuff out of there, but there was also a lot of rubbish stuff, I guess. it was my way of finding what was good. And I come across what we call energy psychology techniques, which is a kind of way of working with emotional problems and behaviors with acupressure or acupuncture points on the body, tapping them or holding them to release energy or calm energy. And through this process, I came across Tapas Fleming's work, the Tapas acupressure technique, or TAT, known for short. And this was a way of holding some points on the body. It's like plugging into the mains of the body, the electrical system of the body, and then tuning your thoughts and going through a nine-step wonderful process. And this has been used very successfully for many years by tens of thousands of people to clear phobias and traumas and fears, and, you know, even desensitize somewhat to some types of allergies. So I was on this process and having a creative mind one day, sitting down on the rocks on my little island where I live with my doggy splashing in the rock pool. I thought, what can I treat today? How can I do this differently? And the little voice inside my head said, I hate love. And I thought, oh, that sounds a bit strange, having done quite a bit of work myself. So I just repeated this statement while holding this energy technique, hold the tat hold, and the build-up of emotional energy inside me was intense, and then it just suddenly released, and I felt wonderful. And until the following day, and actually I started to feel a bit down, and I hadn't felt down in years with the amount of work I'd done on myself and the study of the mind and the body and so forth. And through a process of really peculiar events, it suddenly occurred to me with opposites that I really needed to balance this with I love love. And I did that, and I had a similar sort of response and felt wonderful and remained feeling wonderful. And then it kind of developed from there. I realized, that there's no dark without light. There's no good without bad. We need bad to measure what is good. Sometimes we need to hate to measure what really love is, what we really do love, and the difference between love and like and so forth. And I began to realize that if somebody loves something, then they tend to hate its opposite. For example, if you love honesty, then the chances you're going to really hate dishonesty. If you love freedom, you'll hate being trapped. And all these opposites started to come in, and I started to build up a series of frameworks, and that became very, very powerful. I took this into research for 3.5 months. I rang up therapists all around the world, some of the best ones, and asked for their most difficult clients, and was sailing through them and whizzing through them like nothing else had ever achieved. Even the greatness of some people have heard of Dr. Roger Callahan's work, the voice technology, which is his most advanced work in diagnosing different meridian or acupuncture points in the body in a certain order to treat something. The reflective repatterning framework that I developed was way more powerful and way more effective, worked even more deeper than that. And so it was beyond anything I'd ever found before. And it got to the point where I was actually disbelieving the incredible results that I was getting every day. And in my disbelief, I sat down with all sorts of people, mind therapists, body therapists, intellects, academics, creative types. And I said, am I crazy? This is very controversial. What I'm doing is, loving a negative and treating any resistance to that. And we're all used to diminishing how much negativity there is around a negative issue, but to clear the resistance to loving it was kind of strange. And they all understood it. And somebody said, well, it's like the balancing of the yin and the yang, and that's what we, that's what we attain to do in energy work. And so there was born a way forward, and the basic framework that is the loving and the hating of an issue, it has 18 parts to it. Therefore, at a minimum, it's 18 times more effective. But there's some now 45, 46 other frameworks that we can use in RR, including conversational RR to change things in language patterns and conversation, to working with beliefs and values and emotional programs and behaviors and general ways of thinking, and even going into body work and stuff that will fit into kind of almost any therapy that's effective. And it will make it many times more effective. So that's kind of how RR kind of developed and where it's heading. It's spreading out into all sorts of areas.
It sounds to me like what you've come up with is a really strong set of principles that can literally just be overlaid around any other technique to just really just turbo power it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. The principles of RR, one of the founding ones is if you love something, you're either going to hate its opposite. For instance, I gave an example earlier. If you love freedom, you'll hate being trapped, or whatever is your own unique opposite to that. But it might also be if you love something or someone, then you also hate the void of it, i.e. when they're not there or you haven't got it. And so as soon as you love something, you're actually building a foundation of hate, which is kind of very controversial when many societies, governments, religions, spirituality, they build a lot of their faith on values. And unfortunately, I mean, there's a lot of good in values, so don't get me wrong. We're all brought up with certain values that protect us, but as much as they protect us, they also harm us. As I say, the more we really, really like something, then the more we're building up a possible stressor in our lives when we suddenly don't have it, or we can't have it, or the opposite of it occurs. So there's a whole foundation on opposites that will work into any type of treatment, whether even if it's the kind of less productive, more slow talking therapies that a lot of people have heard of, like psychoanalysis, psychotherapy, and psychological techniques and counseling and so forth. Even working through the opposite there will make their treatments many, many times more effective.
So you mentioned some other modalities and techniques that you've sort of studied over the years, like NLP. You mentioned voice technology, which is from thought field therapy. You've mentioned counselling. Now, how is RR so different to these modalities and techniques? What is it exactly that makes it so different and therefore more powerful?
Well, why we can say that the RR, as we call it for short, and its laws of opposites are a minimum, and I say that very clearly, a minimum of 18 times more effective, is when we look at hypnotherapy, emotional freedom technique, as known as EFT, TFT, and all of these treatments. The main aim, which was a belief that was set by the forefathers of psychology, that all the geniuses in treatments have kind of got trapped themselves into, was that we need to feel a little bit less bad about the bad things in our life, and that's it. That's one part. And but you see, if we feel less bad about something, what we're doing is we're diminishing the hate of something. But hate is only magnetically charged. It's like a magnet. We can imagine the hatred of something as the north end of a magnet, and the love of something else is the south end of the magnet. When we really, really love freedom, that might be the south end. That will really make us really, really hate the north end of the magnet, the opposite, which is being trapped. And so the more you hate being trapped, the more you love freedom, you magnetically attract the emotion things that you don't want in your life, which is kind of the missing secret in the law of attraction and so forth. So we're looking at not only diminishing the amount we hate or dislike the trauma, the bad behavior, the phobia, the fear, the whatever negativity there is in our life. But we are then going to be clearing all the emotional energy around the resistance to loving it. When we love something, we fully let go. It's a kind of a way of forgiving without having to say those words that a lot of people don't want to, I forgive you, when they don't really mean it. And we do this within, and we might say, well, this is two parts now, compared to the one part. But then we're going to do this for other people. It's no good us being free within ourselves about being trapped or something like that. But what if other people are trapped? So we need to love and hate that, and we need to clear the energies of how much we hate or dislike it. We need to clear the resistance to loving it. And then what if we accidentally trap someone else in our lives? If we love freedom and we trap someone else, this could be equally bad. And if we're stressed by it, we're not in a position, not in the best position to help others. So we need to clear the energy about doing it to others, about receiving it from others. And therefore, we got eight parts. We got love and hate, clearing the emotional and thought energies, behavioral energies in loving, hating. The problems within ourselves, of other people having the problem, of giving the problem to others, of receiving the problem from others. And then there's a magical kind of tongue twister of words we call the paradox clearer, which acts like an antivirus of the mind. And it clears all the energies associated with the variations of the different word of the issue that you have. So if it's trapped, trapping, trap, trapped, trappingly. Our minds will have so many experiences associated with variations of the word. So we're going to clear all the energies and resistances and dislikes and what have you around those words too. That's nine parts. And then we're going to do the same to the opposite of the issue. And if the issue was trapped and the opposite is freedom, we've got to do the same, because with the more we love freedom, the more we'll hate being trapped. And if we don't clear the excess energies we have, the excessive energies about loving freedom and wanting freedom that might drive our lives, that we might spend so much money on, that we might spend our whole career doing, and be in conflict with. If we don't do that, then trapped will become an issue again. And so we do the nine parts to the opposite of the issue. Mm-hmm. And that goes way beyond any treatment, mind or body, that I've ever come across. And I've traveled the world and met a lot of great people out there doing great things. And I've learned a lot from them. Without it, we wouldn't have RR and its laws of opposites, for sure. But it's going way beyond. And I'm hoping people will progress it. I'm hoping, you know, I've progressed it quite a long way. Other people are going out there doing wonderful things with it, like yourself, Alexia, with the head trash clearances and the courses and treatments that you're doing. You're expanding it into new fields, and it's wonderful.
Mm. So when you say it's 18 times more powerful, that's kind of what you're hinting at. Those 18 angles that you just talked about, the nine bits in the love and the hate, that's kind of what you mean by making it 18, by it being 18 times more powerful, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because yeah. I get a few questions from people saying, oh, how is it 18 times more powerful? That's a really great explanation as to, you're literally covering more bases, more angles, more dimensions to the head trash, basically.
Yeah, it also goes a lot deeper. Mm. You know, the wonderful treatments that are out there, and I mean, there are many, many more wonderful treatments than just going and grabbing a pill from your doctor, or you know, we can talk about your problems. You know, that's what friends are for. You talk about your problems with your friends, but nine times out of 10 and years later, you still got the same issues and same problems. It's very rare that a friend actually, resolves it. Mm. And but when we go to have a treatment that is effective, and there are great treatments out there that are effective to relieve you, they're only going to relieve you of some of it. It's the surface part. It's the part of the iceberg you can see above the water when it feels gone. And of course, many therapies will not even get the icing done, let alone the larger part that's underneath. And the using the RR techniques or the and its laws of opposites will literally get the part underneath, and we're aiming for 100%. Now we can say that we are a lot nearer to 100% than any other mind therapy out there. Is it 100%? Who knows? I mean, maybe people will uncover other things in the body and hidden areas and so forth. That would help them even further in their lives. I've been investigating, you know, that and those areas for many years, talking about different systems of the body. But certainly RR goes further than anything else I know. And it's by far the best way that I've ever researched of clearing, you know, people's head trash.
So there you have it, a tour of reflective repatterning by its founder, Chris Milbank. Now, if you're interested in learning reflective repatterning or adding it to your toolbox, if you're a coach or a therapist or somebody that helps other people to get past their blocks, if you're somebody that helps people to wrestle with the inside of their heads, then this is a technique that I'm sure that you'll probably want to add to your toolbox. So if you're interested in doing that, then both Chris and myself do run training courses, and you can find out more about those at the Head Trash website. Now, the courses at the moment are currently only in the UK, but we are looking to go to the US, and I know that the show has got a few listeners over in the US. So if you're interested in attending a course or would like to learn and you're based in the US, then please do get in touch and let me know, because one of the things that we're wrestling with is where on earth do we put our first training course, east side or west side? So do get in touch and let me know if you're interested. Okay, that's it for now. Until next time, bye for now. You've just been listening to Alexia Leachman here on The Head Trash Show. If you enjoyed the show, I'd really appreciate you leaving a review here on iTunes. And don't forget to pop over to headtrash.com to get your copy of our free 5 Steps to Clearing Head Trash guide. Now stay tuned for upcoming episodes and more tips and how-tos for clearing your head trash and reclaiming your headspace. Until next time, bye for now.